Good afternoon. I'm Maynell Harper, your Aging Services Director from the Person County Senior Center. We'd like to share with you some information about senior services in the upcoming weeks. Our mask policy for participants here at the Senior Center is fairly simple at this time. If you are fully vaccinated, you are not required to wear a mask while in the center. The choice is yours. If you are not fully vaccinated, you must wear a mask. Everyone entering will still have a thermal body temperature scan. And of course, if anyone has COVID symptoms or a COVID exposure, they must not come to the center. So if you're fully vaccinated, the choice to wear a mask is yours at this time. Folks not vaccinated must wear masks. Please be aware that our mask policy may be changing according to CDC and North Carolina mandates. Don't forget to check our Facebook page for the August activity calendar. It includes both a schedule of on-site activities and videos of classes, activities, and programs. Don't forget, you can now find us on YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in Person County Senior Center. Remember, if you'd like to be added to our email list, just give us a call at 336-599-7484. One of the many important resource services we have available are our caregiver services. If you are a caregiver of someone with any type of dementia or another chronic condition, the Person County Senior Center hosts Caregiver Connections, a support group for caregivers. Meet with me, Maynell Harper, on 4th Thursdays. The next meeting will be August 26th at 6 p.m. at the Senior Center. You may also call the center to request information or to speak about specific needs. We offer resources, referrals, and assistance, as well as information to help older adults and their families understand the aging process and the help and assistance that is available. The Veterans Affairs Office for Person County is located at the Senior Center. Vicki Harris, Person County Veterans Affairs Officer, is here Mondays and Tuesdays, 8:30 a.m. through 5 p.m., and again Wednesday mornings until 12:30 p.m. Give us a call at 336-599-7484 to schedule an appointment with Vicki. We continue to add on-site activities at this time. We love seeing our friends from before the pandemic and our new friends who have just discovered us. Currently, the center and the gym are open Mondays from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. and from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Fridays. We have extended evening hours on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays when we're open from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. Check out our group exercise choices. Group Fitness with Amy is at 8:30 a.m. on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Group Exercise with Joyce is available at 9:30 a.m. on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. Cardio Drumming with me, Maynell, is available Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. and now will be offered on Monday evenings throughout the month of August at 6 p.m. Don't forget, Doc B is here at 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings with Zumba. Lisa will begin a limited Tai Chi for arthritis and falls prevention in the social hall at 10 a.m. on July 30th. We hope to get yoga started again in the fall. Over the next few months, we will be replacing some pieces of equipment in the gym. Some pieces are beyond repair. Come check the gym out. The next gym orientation will be August 12th at 10:30 a.m. Call us at 336-599-7484 to sign up. Evening line dance classes have returned on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Ruby is teaching this summer, so come join her at 6 p.m. on Thursdays. Whether you're a veteran line dancer or just getting started, you are welcome. August puzzle packs are still available now in our main lobby thanks to Tiff Witt, our activity assistant. Don't forget to pick up a new August activity calendar while you're here. In addition to the gym and group exercise opportunities, we have lots of games and card groups. Mahjong meets at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays, and there's always room for more, and those already playing are happy to teach newcomers how to play. Wednesday Ladies Bridge is at 9:30 a.m. Pinochle is played at 6 p.m. every Tuesday, and Duplicate Bridge every other Thursday at 1 p.m. Bid Whist, a card game, is played in the gym kitchen classroom at 2:30 p.m. on Thursdays. If you're interested in starting other gaming and card groups, give us a call with your suggestions. Do you enjoy our videos on Facebook? Look out for several more this month. You can find them both on our Facebook page and on our YouTube station on Person County Senior Center. Also, don't forget about Aging with Gusto in a modified form. Aging with Gusto returns to Person County on August 31st at the Person County Office Building. Save the date. This year, it is a free event as no food will be served. Climate-controlled cornhole is scheduled every Friday at 11 a.m. this month. Players of all skill levels are welcome. Come on and join us. We play inside where the AC is always running. Table tennis is set up on Fridays as well. Of course, there is always B-I-N-G-O bingo. Regular Friday bingo is back. Join us August 6th for Olympic bingo with a fun Olympic energizer activity beforehand. On August 13th, Kindred Hospice will host the pre-bingo energizer activity as well as the bingo games. We're going to celebrate Senior Citizens Day on August 20th with a special bingo. Then it is bingo as usual on August 27th. Remember, the cost of bingo is just $2 for two cards and at least 15 to 20 games, sometimes more. Bingo always starts at 10:30 a.m. each Friday with an energizer activity at 10 a.m. And Pam is back with her gorgeous wreaths. Attention crafters, register and pay to make a gorgeous pumpkin wreath on August 24th at 2 p.m. Cost is just $25, and that includes all your supplies. And if all this excites you, just wait. More is coming, including live music on the first Monday of each month in our social hall. Music starts about 10 a.m. Join us as we celebrate those with August birthdays. There will be cake. You may have noticed we are building something alongside our small parking lot. We're building a bocce court right here at the Senior Center. We've also added beautiful polywood benches around our campus. Sit in the shade and visit with a friend, or watch a horseshoes match, or learn how to play bocce. Come by and check out the bocce court's progress. We're doing as many health, body, and mind challenging activities as we can these days. Think about coming to see us as we reopen the social hall, have community groups meeting here again, and welcome more and more of our friends back and meet new friends. If you have questions or concerns, please contact us at 336-599-7484. I'm Maynell Harper from the Person County Senior Center, and we hope you'll give us a call. If we can't help, we'll try to get you the resources that can. Please remember, we offer activities and classes on Facebook and now on YouTube. If you're not quite ready to come in person, we still have something for you. And remember, here at Person County Senior Center, you are never too old to play and learn.